welcome to the program. Today we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 13. Paul said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." We'll look at that. Stay tuned. In our previous programs, we have been talking about the direction that we should go in verse 1 of this chapter that has to do with our walk. And then in verse number 10, we're dealing with our devotion. Then in verse 11, with our development. And now he focuses on the subject of death, concerning them which are asleep. The word death is in the Bible 372 times. The word dead is in the Bible 364 times, die 321 times, and died, past tense, 201. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. But the death of an unsaved person and the death of a Christian is something that is totally different. We're going to look at it in a minute, but before we do, listen to this message and song. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 begins with, I would not have you to be ignorant. That's something that Paul said over and over again in Romans 1 and 13. He said, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Romans 11, verse 25, I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant. 1 Corinthians 10, 1, I would not that ye should be ignorant. 1 Corinthians 12 and 1, he said, I would not have you ignorant. 1 Corinthians 14 and 38, he said, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Now, in that portion of Scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 on through to chapter 14 and verse 38, it's all one paragraph in the original. And he's talking about the subject of tongues. There's a really confusing subject these days. But Paul said, I would not have you ignorant on that subject. And after he explained it for three chapters, he said, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. 2 Corinthians 1:8, he said, we would not, brethren, have you ignorant. And then in 1 Thessalonians here, verse number 13 of chapter 4, he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Now, he's talking here about those who have gone on. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Some time ago at my mother's funeral at the graveyard, I mentioned that I was so thankful for the people who had said to me, we're sorry you lost your mother. I said, I appreciate the concern. However, I need to let you know that we didn't lose her. We know exactly where she is, and she's not in that casket. That's just the body. That's just what she lived in when she was here on earth. She's very much alive, more alive than she's ever been before. And that's what this is talking about, those that are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. And then he goes on and gives this very familiar portion of Scripture that talks about Jesus coming back again. So it has to do with our death, but our death has to do with our destination. Our destination is the place to which someone or something is going, and so we're going. The songwriter has said, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I cannot feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, my, me neither. This world is getting to be a very unfriendly place for Christians to be living in. Well, we're going to look ahead here, and the Bible says that I would not have you to be ignorant here. He said, for the Lord himself, he's coming back, and he's not sending an angel. He's coming back himself. He shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And so, as we've seen many times as we've been going through this little book, it has a lot to do with our faith and our feelings. And there's a story about this way back in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse number 15, on through to verse number 23. In this portion of Scripture, Nathan has just come and let David know that he knew about what happened there concerning Bathsheba and her husband and all that sin that David got into there. And Nathan says to David, as a result of the sin that was carried on here, the Lord will strike the child dead that Bathsheba is about to have. And so we read in 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse number 15, Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that was that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and laid all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house rose and went to him to raise him from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him the child is dead? But when David saw the servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. And David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? Here's the verse, catch this now. But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. There's a picture here of proof positive that when a child dies, he goes to heaven. We sometimes had people saying, where was God when that great tsunami came some years ago and all those children died? None of those children died. All of the children that were caught up in that tsunami, whose bodies gave out, they're very much alive in heaven today. And so back to our verse, he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me.